You're listening to The Art of Christ's Passion, a podcast series telling the Holy Week story through fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
Women are absolutely central to the life of Christ and central to the Christian gospel. And perhaps there's no more moment when they are absolutely central as at that moment of deposition, when Christ is removed from the cross and his mother, Mary Magdalene, and the other Marys receive his dead body. Here we are in front of an extraordinary, again, dramatic moment by the Italian artist Carracci in the 16th century. It's almost as if we're looking at, or participating in, a Greek chorus. The hand gestures, the faces, all communicate the intensity and the depth of loss and tragedy. And there is the dead body of Christ at the center. You don't want to say too much about this picture, I think, Christopher. I just want to look at it.
I think you see, you see the lifeless corpse of Christ, and you see Our Lady almost fainting, or having fainted with sheer sort of grief. But there are the other three Marys, you know, around her. The women that we found so close to Christ on the cross in yesterday's painting. Here we find them again, so close to Christ, and showing such care, and showing such love, and showing such respect, even for his lifeless, for the dead, for the broken, the beaten, the bruised body. Still, nevertheless, that they're gathered round Christ to take care of him and to show their love.
It's almost, too, as if Carracci has given us nature in mourning, because if you look up on the left-hand corner, you see these broken trees as if they are almost weeping as well, and they're autumnal trees. They're not spring trees. And then down in that, at the bottom of that left-hand corner, is this bent nail which still has the blood on it and is the remnants of the crown of thorns. So the whole thing is gathering us in to, I think, a really still moment. Despite the extraordinary drama and emotion that's going on, there is great, great pain, but also great love. There's a whole community of love here, and that's, of course, what the women represent, that faithful community of love, the church which endures through all human tragedies, the church which represents Christ and his endurance and his taking up of our pain and our death.
The Art of Christ's Passion is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the internationally award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. Why not visit their interactive website at nationalgallery.org.uk.